I'm joined by Catherine Shaler, who is the NDP candidate for Lambton Kent Middlesex. Welcome, Catherine. So thank you so much for agreeing to join us today.
Thank you for making this opportunity to address people. Thank you. Yeah.
So we're asking the same five questions of all of our candidates. Our first question, tell us about yourself and why you are running for the Lambton Kent Middlesex seat at Queen's Park.
I am an educator at heart. I have a 45-year career in post-secondary education as both a teacher and as an administrator at the dean level and above. So I've got a lot of experience that I want to channel into helping the people of Lambton Kent Middlesex. I'm running now because we cannot afford another 4 years of this Ford government. And he is privatizing healthcare. He is underfunding education. We have violence in the classrooms. We can't afford another 4 years.
How worried are you about the threat and the reality of tariffs imposed by U.S. President Trump on the Ontario economy, specifically in the riding? And how do you plan to support local businesses during such a tumultuous time?
Well, just the threat has already got people's teeth on edge. And, you know, I think a lot of us didn't really think he was going to do everything he said he was going to do before he was elected. But look what has happened in the last month. So, yes, I am worried. And we need to be prepared. We need to fight back. Marit Stiles, the leader of the ONDP, has said she will fight back. And we will have people's backs. People who are affected by tariffs and counter tariffs will be supported by an ONDP government. This is an all-hands-on-deck situation. In Lambton Kent Middlesex, agriculture is the biggest industry. And some 60% of what we produce has a U.S. market. We need to find alternative markets. We need to diversify our industry. Marit Stiles, as premier, will have an economic advisory group to talk about just how we best do that. I think in Lambton Kent Middlesex, I would like to see a parallel group, advisory group, so that we can look at alternative industries or diversifying. It's an opportunity, in a way, to look at how we address things like the bioeconomy, biofuel. In Saskatchewan, they're taking soybeans and turning them into fuel. We could do that here with soybeans. They use canola. We could use soy. There's also a lot that you can do with plant-based materials for plastics replacement. There is a company in Alberta called Refresh that is doing exactly that. But we need to invest in that. We need to invest in the best way to do that. And we need to talk with our people about what they would like to see.
How do you and your party intend to address the growing crisis of affordable housing and homelessness in Lambton Kent Middlesex?
That's a serious issue throughout Ontario. And although it's hard to get exact figures for Lambton Kent Middlesex, there has been like a 25% increase across the province in homelessness, some 80,000 people without homes. What an Ontario NDP government would do is build 60,000 new supportive housing units that would take people who are currently in encampments or currently in shelters and give them a safe place to live. They would also supply the supports needed for why they're on the streets to begin with. That includes mental health issues. That includes addiction treatment. We don't just need to clear these people out, we need to support them. Affordable housing is generally a problem for people who are not yet homeless. And an ONDP government will build a lot of new affordable units. The province needs to get back in the business of building affordable homes. That means earmarked rental units, but it also means incentives to cooperatives to build cooperative housing. There's a lot we can do.
Provincial governments in Ontario have been downloading costs onto municipalities for decades now, forcing them to address challenges or challenging issues, rather, on the backs of municipal taxpayers. How would you support municipalities that are facing these rising costs?
Well, homelessness is part of those rising costs. And that would be Wallaceburg and Strathroy in this riding particularly. But you find little pockets in other places. Ever since I retired from post-secondary, where I couldn't be political, and joined my daughter and her family in Alvinston, I have watched people struggle. And they're struggling because our municipalities are struggling. There's not enough money there to keep the roads maintained. Drainage is an enormous issue. Flooding in our fields, bridges, facilities. We have crumbling arenas. There's not enough funding being transferred in what's called the Ontario Municipal Partnership Fund. That fund was created under the Liberals. It was slashed in 2012, still under the Liberals. And it has, although they have uploaded a little bit, that doesn't really help us a whole lot, like court costs. And they have, in fact, Ontario Works payments and also Ontario Disability payments. They uploaded those, but now they've frozen them. So we're still feeling the fallout of not sufficient public health funding. So what an Ontario NDP government would do is restore, it's going to be a long road, but begin to restore the funding for municipalities, because they're reluctant to raise property taxes. They've had no choice over the years, but now we're at a breaking point.
And our final question, as you may know, there are a number of civilian petitions circulating in Chatham-Kent asking the provincial government to entertain the de-amalgamation of the municipality. Do you think this is a realistic proposal, and how do you intend to address the concerns and dissatisfaction some residents are feeling?
Well, the dissatisfaction is real. I've been hearing that. Back in 2000, when the Harris government forced amalgamation on a lot of rural communities, it was not popular then, and it has not been popular over the years. And now again, that has come to a breaking point. We have to listen to this. I think we need to rethink some of the amalgamations. And, you know, can we undo 25 years of amalgamation? We can certainly look at what the main concerns are, the services that these communities are not getting. Look around Wallaceburg. This is a shadow of what it used to be. Yes, I'm listening, and I think we need to talk and we need to rethink amalgamation.
Great. Catherine Shaler, running for the NDP in Lambton-Kent Middlesex, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you very much for the opportunity, Robin.